In late January 1968, the Communists launched the famous Tet Offensive throughout South Vietnam. They hoped to achieve a dramatic victory that would force South Vietnam and the U.S. to accept defeat. First, they attacked Khe Sanh, a U.S. Marine base in far northwest South Vietnam. 9 days later, they attacked throughout the country, striking numerous installations, cities, and airfields simultaneously. Initially, the enemy made some gains, but under the withering assault from both air and ground, the offensive failed by late February. The Viet Cong suffered disastrous losses, but the Tet Offensive had devastating effect upon the American public. Many people at home watching nightly television news were appalled by the carnage they saw. Some mistakenly believed the Communists had won and the U.S. had lost. Shortly after taking office in January of 1969, President Richard Nixon started the Vietnamization program. Vietnamization was a gradual process to withdraw American combat forces, significantly increase aid to South Vietnam, and transfer major combat responsibility back to the South Vietnamese military. The first U.S. ground troops left in July, and by the end of the year, 69,000 had been withdrawn. In 1970, as South Vietnamese Air Force capability grew, the U.S. Air Force began withdrawing. Inside South Vietnam, enemy activity remained low. Even so, the U.S. Air Force flew more than 48,000 sorties, mostly against North Vietnamese forces that infiltrated into South Vietnam. The U.S. withdrawal from South Vietnam continued through 1971. By December, the U.S. Air Force was down to 277 fighter and strike aircraft and 28,791 personnel, from a 1968 high of 737 aircraft and 54,434 personnel. The South Vietnamese Air Force was now responsible for 70% of all air combat operations. Enemy guerrilla activity continued to be sporadic.